I'm Jeff Coulter. I'm an extension agronomist with the University of Minnesota. I do research and extension on corn-based cropping systems.
You'll be out at an Ohio conservation event talking more about getting high corn yields while being an environmental steward. Can you share a little bit more on that session and some of your highlights?
Sure. I'm going to talk about agronomic practices that growers can implement to try to produce high yields that are profitable while also enhancing environmental stewardship. Things related to planting rate, how they're managing for yield levels, hybrid selection a little bit, focusing also on nutrient management, particularly nitrogen, thinking about timing of application and those kinds of things.
As farmers continue to really check the bottom line and stay true to cost, putting something in the ground like nitrogen only to have it washed away by Mother Nature, not quite cost effective. What would be some of those tips when it comes to applying nitrogen and fertilizing the corn crop?
Yeah, well, a key thing to think about is nutrition. That's how I think about nitrogen management for corn. So I think it's about pairing crop nitrogen requirements. When does the corn need the nitrogen, and how much does it need at certain times of its during the growing season, and then matching that with how much nitrogen you're applying and when you're applying it. And if we can get better synchrony between the applications and crop requirements, then we should theoretically have enhanced nutrient stewardship.
As far as resources available to help in that decision, what do farmers have at their hand and really some key times to pay attention to?
Well, right now, farmers have several, options. There are these online tools that are, through the computer or through apps on the phone. Most growers are working with crop consultants or, input suppliers that are well-trained in this area, too. So I think right now, growers have more resources at their disposal for, enhancing nutrient stewardship than ever before. So it's a very exciting time. Another thing that I'm going to be talking about a little bit that relates to this is just how to increase yield overall on the farm. And, by increasing overall yield level, if we're not increasing nutrient rates disproportionately, theoretically, we should also be getting enhanced nutrient stewardship. So that's something I'm going to be talking about as well, just thinking about what are the things that we can do from a corn management standpoint to increase yield and therefore have enhanced environmental stewardship.
What would be some examples of those management practices?
Well, some specific examples of those things would be things like really trying to think about what are the yield limiting factors. So, carefully gathering and acting upon information that, to remove some of these yield limiting factors. And, things like planting rate, hybrid selection, particularly hybrid relative maturity, things like your nutrient rates that you're applying, and specifically sources of fertilizers as well, like the sources and the times of application. So I'm going to address a lot of these things in my my seminar here at the conference, and hopefully growers will get some good information to walk away with.
Planning for 2018, Jeff, any other comments as far as what farmers really need to be paying attention to?
Sure. I think some key take-home points for the upcoming growing season are that, weather can have a much larger impact in yield than just applying more agronomic inputs in general. And weather can have a large impact on optimum nitrogen management. And one thing that I've seen over the years is it's really important to have a good plan B and plan C you know, kind of lined up just in case weather causes challenges. Because when we look back at the past few years, it seems like wherever we are at in the Corn Belt, growers have been experiencing, you know, they've experienced weather-related challenges that affect their initial agronomic plans. And the optimum plan, when we look back at the growing season, often is different than, or has sometimes been different than what our initial plan was. So having a good plan B and a good plan C is really important. And then thinking about ways to control costs without impacting yield, particularly in this economic environment that we're facing. And I would encourage growers to conduct some simple on-farm tests if they're interested, and you know, really try to get some good information on you know, what practices might they be able to implement to increase yield on their farm. And also thinking about things like being timely and site-specific in terms of how they're managing, and at the same time, not overlooking the basics. Things like crop rotation, hybrid selection, stand establishment, weed control. A lot of these things are, they just seem pretty basic in terms of agronomic practices, but they can be overlooked. So it's important to get the basics down in order to advance yield level and profitability with advanced practices.